Well, hello guys. Now here's another gobbledygook. Most likely a completely fabricated story. Here's a 24-year-old Femon. Notice the ring in the nose, guys. Thanks for the flag, honey. And she's a dancer. Well, you know what type of dancer she is. But she's got a side hustle, so she says. She plays guy's girlfriend for money. It's kind of funny how these Femons think it's so unique and new. So really, she's a long-time hooker. And I can get a professional girlfriend quite easily. I just fly to Thailand, go with one of the bar girls, and boom, she's my girlfriend. And I gotta admit, the Thais are very good at being your girlfriend. You actually think they are your girlfriend, and you've only known her 20 minutes. But you don't get the nagging like you do with a normal girlfriend. But Femons are doing and their side hassles are all one thing, aren't they? Sex and debauchery. That seems to be the only thing they ever sell or offer, because that's all they have. But let's carry on with this beautiful story. Apparently, this regular of hers paid her £5,000 to fly to Singapore, and then gave her another £5,000 just to be there. So that's £10,000. All for a kind of jump in the hay. Apparently this guy couldn't find any Femon in the whole of Singapore, so he had to fly one in. Yeah, you believe that, guys? Of course, she says she wouldn't normally do this, but he was a regular, and she trusts him. Of course, in reality, offering her enough money, she'll do anything. And I bet she still wouldn't be as good as a Thai Femon, as a girlfriend. Boy, let me tell you, I've been with a few girlfriends in my time that you pay for. And the Thais are the best. Oh, and let's not forget the shaming tactic by the Femons.
Oh, you have to pay for it.
All men have to pay for it. At least I knew the price beforehand. You get kind of a better bang for your buck. Anyway, I'll put a link to this news item down below or whatever. That's all gobbledygook. And as you know, guys, there's loads of stories about Femons making all this money for absolutely hardly anything. So most of the Femons today are all sort of millionaires or more. And that's a good thing, because they won't be bothering us normal guys to have to look after them or pay for them or for anything. When this Femon's looks and body falls apart, which happens very quickly, then what? Well, I guess you'd be another cat lady. You take it easy, fellas.